Amen. Vi olo matu tamani te alfa fo ia te oilo viinga. O me lau whanau matu te vivi iatu whanene elo suafa pa ia awa sili oi I o matu o langa tai jo tasi no matu ta ma. Tene tai au la wina la upu wa peona wha wina ina I wha peona wha alonga lau whanau. Ina I wha peona isa nganga ya ina mo oi mo lofi ngalu. Heavenly Father, we come to your presence right now as we is at this day that we remember the day that your son rise again from death. So we can have life and life abundantly. This morning we come to celebrate. Your people come to praise and glorify your name together, Lord Father God, for what you've done in our life. Lord, we ask Holy Spirit, guide us through. Every word that has come out of my mouth will be encouraged to anyone that's sitting here, Lord Father God. We ask Holy Spirit to guide us and remind us your love and your care for our life in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Amen. Pastor Darren just said that we continually with our momentum series. I wasn't prepared for that. But I don't know. Holy Spirit is always working. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 6. That's not my mission. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. The last 2 weeks, the pastor talked about the power of word. Today is a resurrection day. Remember the power of that word from 2,000 years ago. It's still living today. The power of word. My message this morning is momentum stop when you stop. Anyone remember that? Any man remember that? So all the men were at Pastor Malcolm's teaching. No one hear him because I was the only one who was there. Momentum stop when you stop. You know your prayer line? It's only stop when you stop. I can't do that for you. Pastor can't do it for you. Leadership can't do that for you. You know your word life? It's only stop when you stop. Yeah. You know every morning when you wake up and you look at your wife and you say, I love you? Or don't you do that? We'll start from tomorrow. Turn around and say, look, even your wife is in all the hair is everywhere, or your husband is everywhere, just say, I love you. It's only stop when you stop. Momentums stop when you stop. God can't give you that. It's only guide you through your life. It's only give you example. It's only give you the life. It's only encourage you through his word. But he can't come down and hold your hand or open your mouth to say, I love you. He can't do that. Today, we remember because of the word was spoke 2,000 years ago, that word. We still carry on yearly after year. Say here, we are here on Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Is that still happening today? Ah, ini aku buang ni. So far samo aku seiroai lawangai ya. Kau lemah malam-malam English. I'm just speaking samo just in case these people don't understand my English, and I should feel sorry for you. It didn't just happen today. Today is a resurrection day. He said before that. Remember? That's not my mission. I'm just covering up the power of word. When he was before his death, he said to his disciples, I'm going to rebuild this temple for on 3 days. Remember that? For my Yesu, okay, kai fau sia al marambalunga I kolu aso. 3 days, the disciple, what did they do? Moan, complain, who are you? Every time the power of words come in, it's always a negative word come in. You are facing the word that you will never ever go alone. Every time you lift up by God, every time you lift up God's name, there is another person that is going to put you down. Pastor Darren was reading out the verses about Jesus telling them who you're looking for. You know, after that, when they find out that Jesus was risen, there were people went around and make up stories that the disciple stole the body. Remember that? So it's always go hand in hand. That's why you need to be watch out. You need to be momentum, or you never stop. Never stop. Because every time you're going to rise up, someone's going to come and cut you down. Every time you're going to move forward, someone's going to push you back. Momentum, stop when you stop. God never stop. Power of word. Hebrews 11:3. Pastors already talked about it a few weeks ago. By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Frame. The word. The power of word. I used to tell my teacher of big time. I used to tell them you need to stop this, you need to stop that. I learned that a long time ago. I need to stop giving out the word that it will put them down. You can share them with the truth about their living, about their life. You can share to them the truth, what they're doing in their life, so they can change. But you can't put them down because you think that you know better. Is that right? Frame your world. Word of God. Kang wai fau lo lo langa ile fiong ale ko ngai ile mangi. So sa kai me ale ngai. Kang ale ko ku mai. Every time you miss the mark, God will bring you back. Every time you say something that you know is you're not supposed to say, God will remind you, don't. I don't speak to you because I don't live it. I live that life. I'm not perfect, but I'm living that life. When I know I can't do something wrong, I'll repent. I will say sorry. I will say, forgive me. Have you done that? Very hard to apologize to our kids. Because we know better. But if you know God's way, if you're living God's life, if you're living in His image, if you're living in His standard, He will convict you any time that you make a mistake. It will convince you that you have done wrong. The world don't know that. Because everything in the world is all good. Unless you punch someone, unless you go and steal someone's car, unless you go and break into what someone says, and it's reality. But the word that they're saying to each other is nothing to them. The power of a word. Because the Bible say, in I think it was Proverbs say that, you know, the power of your word will uplift someone, or the power of a word will kill someone, or will put them down. I'm just repeating you the what pastor's been preaching to us about. And then I will give you my message. So we'll be here about 3 hours. Matthew 12:36-37. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account on it of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Your word. Your word will lift you up, your word will put you down. Amen. But I'm wanting to speak about momentum. It's only stop when you stop. And there's a lot of great men and great women in the word of God that they done that in their life. And I know this is a Restoration Sunday, but I was trying my best to find a word for this particular day. A message for the Resurrection Sunday. I couldn't find it. As many messages as I try, it always comes back when I was looking after my grandson yesterday. And this word came to me. He gave me Joseph. Life of Joseph. We have to look at his life, how he lived his life. 17 years old, he had a dream. We go Mickey. We go Mickey. Have you dreamed? How many dreams do you have? I hardly dream, but my wife got a lot of dreams. Some of those dreams become realities. Some of those dreams been fulfilled. Some of those dreams still try to find a way. True. But this young man dream, 17 years old, and he had a dream. I'm bringing his life because it's similar to Christ. It's not Christ, but it's similar. His whole life, from when the day that he had a dream, he shared with his brother, he shared with his dad. Can you put that verse up, please? You know what? I was going to throw a lot of verses today because some of you never read your Bible, so I thought, we have some. Is that right? You only read the Bible when you come here, when I put the message up there, but momentum stop when you stop. Reading your Bible will stop when you stop reading your Bible. Your prayer life will stop when you stop praying. Your encouragement stop when you stop encouraging. You know, my wife is not well for a couple of months, a few months. She never stopped encouraging around the world. Through this technology that she used it. I think last week she mentioned one of the lady men, you know, one of those from one of the church in Australia. She saw it here on Facebook, and she reached out for her. She said, "Hey, God loves you. He loves you the same as He loves me. Find your way back to the Lord." It's only stop when you stop. Joseph's life was so in a bed because when he shared his dream, he said to his father, "You all gonna bow down to me one day. All of you." Has your brother said that to you? Has your sister said that to you? "Oh, I'm better than you. Oh, you know, I know better than you." You know, the one thing I thank God for my life, when I arrived in New Zealand, not one time I said to myself, "I can't do anything. I can't do nothing." Even my English was limited at that time. You know, when I married to my wife, I left everything to her because it seems like she knows better than. But my whole life as a youth, I always fight for what I know. I never put myself down, even I know my English was that limit. I push through. And I think that's why I'm here today, because of that. His love, because he showed me how to live that life. I always stand in front of the mirror and said, man, you are handsome today. My wife said to me after I dressed up this morning, said, oh, you are handsome. And I said, I know. You need to be confident about yourself. You need to know yourself. Joseph's life was so mixed up in this dream, he didn't even think about it. He didn't know what's the outcome. Amen? But from that dream, went to help his brother, and his brother chucked him into the pit. From there, he was sold as a slave. Imagine that your life, that God has a purpose for your life. You have a dream, or someone prophesies on your life. You know those big conferences, eh? You go and stand in there, and the pastor says, oh, God will take you over to another level, or God will prosper you. You know those conferences, or those prophecies? Don't take advantage of those, please. Those prophecies, it will come to pass if you leave it to God to deal with it. Sometimes we want to deal in our way. We want to do it our way so we can fulfill that promise. And then when it's not happening tomorrow, it's not happening next week or even next year, we sort of say, oh, that's probably a false prophet. And we think about it and we say that must be a false prophet. The word of God never lied to you. He never lied to you. That dream from 70 years old, all the way to the bed, sold as a slave. Not once, if you read his whole life story, not once. He blamed that to anyone. There was a lady that wanting him, and he walked away. He was accused of him, tried to have an affair with this. He didn't say nothing, but he carried on. He put in prison. He carried on. Not once. He said, oh, I never done that. You know what? At that time, God is moving things around for your benefit and for mine. Every time that you can leave it to God. All I can encourage you, let God be control of your life. 20 years ago, I make a promise to God that I will never ever answer or make a bad comment about my wife. 20 or more years ago. And God showed me this. Seek me and my righteousness, and all things will add into you. I stand on that verse from that day. I'm still carrying that. Is that easy? No. You mean you know your wife. One thing, he will tell you the other thing. One argument, he will tell you the other argument. That's not stopping you to throw anything with her, because God gave you to you to look after and care for. I'm not on their side. I'm just saying to you. If you want to have that relationship that God can control, you need to give it to God. Stop comparing your mistake. This young man, never once he blamed someone for what he went through. But God put him through every challenge, every struggle in life for him to become the king, to become the savior of his family, to become the savior of his nation. Momentum stop when you stop. Did we put any verse up? It's all right. See, Joseph relied on God If you feel like you are about to crumble under the weight of your circumstances, know that you don't have to keep carrying it alone. Don't carry it alone. You know what is stopping us? Because we don't want to ask our brother for help. We don't want to ask our sister for help. We don't want to ask our family for help. We think we got it all. Ask for help. Ask for help. When we can't understand what happened or see the biggest picture in our pain, you know, when everything goes well, you don't worry about it. You don't even praise the Lord for it. But when you go through pains, it's two things going to happen. It's either you push through or you say to God, oh, I'm getting sick of this. I was sharing Pastor Darren this morning about my prayer. Every time my wife has been sick for a few months, not once I said, I pray for healing. I always say, thank you for healing. And I said to him, sometimes I question my prayer. And I can't lie because God can see my heart. Sometimes I question my prayer. And the Holy Spirit said, oh, are you going to stop now because you got doubts? So I carry on. Never stop. Never stop because someone else. You know why Joseph was struggled through that? Because of his brother. Is that right? You struggle in life because someone else mistake or someone else tried to pull you down. You struggle in life because you talk to a friend or talk to a pastor or whoever and they say, oh, don't do that or don't do that anymore. You need to look at to God and know that He always there for you. Amen. Are we okay? God is ready to carry you. In time of trouble, in time of need, God is there to carry you. We say we are family. Is that right? So when your brother and your sister need you, please help. It's like your extended family, your own kids, your own grandkids. When they need help, you step up and help. It's like our extended family. Momentum stop when we stop. Only God can bring you to the place of hope and healing you are desperate, searching for. Only God. I'll read you again. Only God can bring you to a place of hope and healing you are desperate, searching for. If you go to the doctor, there's no answer, go to him. If you go to a pastor to ask for help and he can't help you, go to him. If you go to a leader and the leader can't give you an answer that you want to hear, go to God. God, He will give you the right answer, the right time, at the right moment. Amen. Amen. See, this young man's story shows us that when we fix our eyes on God and choose to rely on Him, even heavier situation can be made light for you. Roman, can you put it up, make up, please? Roman 8:28. This is a very profound statement in the Word. Are you hungry? I'm just about finished. About another 1.5 now. Roman 28. For I am persecuted, then neither dead nor life, nor angels, nor principle, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. For I am persecuted that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principles, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. I was studying this last night with my with that verse and my sermon, but that didn't make sense to me. But it made sense to my sermon Bible because I understand a little bit more. But that's exactly what it said. It's neither death nor life, nor angel or any principle of this world, nor things present or thing to come. None. Only him. It doesn't matter if you're driving a $60,000 car. It doesn't matter what place that you're staying right now, if you're a mansion you're staying there. It doesn't matter what, if you earn $200,000 a year. No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's only him that counts. Amen? That's my more description about that. See, God calls everything to work together for the good of those who love him. Amen? What is your story? I'm 65 years old. I can look back for my story. Some of my story is not great, but some of the story I live, it was good. So what is your story? Do you think that if you change 20 years ago, it would be better now? Or if you know that you should change last week, every day is a new day to God. He will never remember the past. He will never remember yesterday. He only remember today. As you hear me preaching to you, this is very important to your life and mine today. Because you can't go back. What is your story? When you are a bad teenager, when you're young, Pastor always talk about his bad behavior when he was young. This is the true life. There's true testimony in God's presence. What is your story? I got some real bad story in my life, and also I got some good story in my life. But what I found out, all that are rubbish, because when I find God, everything is rubbish. Amen. Amen. When you found him, you start from the day you receive Christ in your heart and you move forward. Do you think that everything will be okay? No. Because there will be still the devil trying to pull you down. Momentum stop when you stop. Your story and my story sound too good to be true. Joseph's story is one man who rose from unthinkable adversity and used by God to establish incredible things. However, our story can be followed same path if you want to learn more about how to navigate tough situations, figure out what to do, and you don't know what to do, check out these things. I will give you three things to check out. But your story, there's a lot of testimony. There's a lot of things that you need to be to connect, not to improve, because it's not your it's not your place to do. Everything that is need to be better, it has to line up with God's will. It has to line up with God's will in your life. Your purpose. The Bible said you are wonderful and fearfully made. You. I can't do what Lee does. I can't do what Pastor Jolie, even if it's my own son, I can't do his stuff. I am fearfully and wonderful make myself. I do what I know what God is giving to me. So don't be try to be someone else. It's already unique in his eyes. You already unique in God's eyes. Well, umman fa we know ele to a ilo la ba la wina. I can't sit there and play the bass like Jesus. I can't sing a song. I think I can. You know what? From old days, I always put my hands up to be a worship leader. I always put my hands up. But my wife and my son never picked me. But they didn't know that the talent they got is from me. Just kidding. Just kidding. Do you know that? Because you can see my kids in the music, okay? I can't do that. So I can't try to be someone else that God not called me to be. Well, it's your story. And I said, I mentioned this one time. You know this, yeah? There's a lot of our musicians in our church. Do you want a pastor to stand there every Sunday and play the tita for you? Honestly. I know it's my son, but I feel sorry for him. God gave you the talent to be used for his glory. God gave you everything in your life and my life to use it for his glory. So don't hold back because the time is limited for you and I. Pastor Darren just announced the kids' church. You know, I never put my hand up because I always been kicked out when I go to the kids' church. Because I got no patience. That's the honest truth. Because when I see them start playing up, so, hey! So I've been kicked out. So I don't want to, it's a good excuse for me not to involve the kids. So three things I'm going to ask you. What to do when you feel like you are not good enough? I'm coming with three things. And I'm sorry I'm not going to give you the answers. This is your homework. You're going to go home and find out about what I'm just asking you. Okay? What to do when you feel like you are not good enough? First one. Second one. How to move on from your past? This is one of the things that are holding people back. Their past. I was talking to someone yesterday or the day before about when I used to go to church. I'm not allowed to go without a tie. I'm not allowed with my nice fingers over here, whatever they call it. I wasn't allowed to do that. And that time it was great because it teach me some value on myself and in the body of Christ. So my past was trying to over take my feeling at that time and said, oh, what's wrong with my jacket? Because I love jacket. So I go to check and the music director told me, said, hey, go into a blouse, you know, a suit. So I spent all my money on a suit and nothing for me to eat. My brother here, I got my brother here, knows what I'm talking about. You can't go in there because you got this. And the Bible says, come as you are. I just find out later, come as you are. For if the Bible said, come as you are, why you have to worry about what I'm wearing? Don't use that to someone else, please. Don't say, oh, Pastor Sene said, how do you move on from your past? The last one. What to do when you feel lost in life? I'm a question. I got some answers here, but I'm not going to give it to you today because I want you to go and share according to your life, according to your relationship with God, according to your relationship with Him daily, and He will give you the answer. Because if I give you the answers, that's my answers. That's answers for my life, for what I've been searching for. And all I can give you to finish off our word this morning. Keep believing in the word and keep moving forward. Keep believing in the word of God and keep moving forward. Momentum stop when you stop. Kwa umma ya ni wala ule kuya oi. Pea ka nga oi ka ofi. Kwa umma le ifurfola nga le kuya faya oi. Inuwa ka nga oi ka ofi. Momentum stop when you stop. When you stop praying, you stop that. When you stop reading, you stop that. When you stop encouraging, you stop that. So I'm encourage you, just keep believing in God and keep moving forward. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we glorify your name. We come to the end of your word, Lord Father God. Lord, I pray that you will touch someone's heart this afternoon. Also, Lord Father God, any word that comes out of my mouth that it will hinder a soul, Lord Father God, I ask Holy Spirit to remove in Jesus' name. And thank you, and we glorify you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen.